This weekend, I offer my 22nd annual State of St. Joseph Parish. I take this opportunity to review with you how your financial gifts were used in the past year for the good and essential ministries, programs, activities, and maintenance of our St. Joseph community and our two campuses. I will share our successes, our ongoing responsibilities, and our need for new leadership as we complete the second decade of the 21st century and as we look forward to 2020 and beyond. So good for you. I see some of you already passing the financial reports down, so if you don't have one yet, please pass those down from the ends of the pews so that each household has at least one. This is the same report that you received in your October chips and sawdust. So if you open it and look at the top left-hand side of the first page, you can see there our income was over budget. This was made only possible because of my year-end request at this time last year to get us back in black. As you can see, our Sunday income averaged only $14 a week over goal. This year, our weekly increase was only $100 per week. And as of last Sunday, we are $7,100 short of goal, which equals $448 per week. Parishioners of St. Joseph, together we need to take pride in making our weekly goal. If we work together to make our weekly goal and to eliminate this shortfall by December 1st, then I will not need to make an annual appeal for extra help. So please consider making a $3 to $5 increase in your weekly gift. As you review each major section of the budget on those two pages in front of you, you will see the following areas were under budget: salaries and fringe benefits, administration, religious education and formation, and parish life. We are over budget in the areas of worship because we purchased new banner material for new white and gold banners for here in church. We were over budget in Christian service, helping those in need in our parish and in our community. We were over budget in plant operation and maintenance. Some of the significant expenses in the past year you will see at the bottom right-hand corner of the second inside page. These include two new defibrillators, one for medical emergencies, one for each church. We purchased major kitchen appliances. We upgraded the carillon in the village church. We installed a rust removal system because of so much iron here in the country church. And we did paving of the asphalt at Disciple House before festival. Please know that the Disciple House paving and the recent ceiling and striping of the parking lots was only made possible because of one generous donor's gifts. Without this donation, the parking lots would not have been done or resealed. If you turn to the back page, you will see the status of our fundraising income. It's there on the left-hand side. Our festival success last year for 2018 was $45,600. This year, with hot and rainy weather, we raised over $48,000. This year's flea market made the major difference. There before you, you can see our Witness to Hope campaign continues to contribute significant funds for our Phase 2 vision of a new hall, kitchen, and classrooms. To date, over $1,163,000 have been placed in our savings account with the diocese. If all pledges are paid in full by the end of 2020, we will have saved nearly $1.82 million for this project. To the 508 parish donors, we are grateful and thankful for your sacrifice and your investment in our stairway to the future. Our reality is, before we can break ground, a new 3-year pledge campaign will be held at this time next year. We must have saved in the bank and then have pledged 110% of the cost of the building before a loan will be granted by the Diocese of Lansing. Let me talk about our most important successes. Our most important successes in the parish for the past year are these. We celebrated 32 baptisms, 44 First Communions, 54 confirmations, and 9 weddings. Let us remember living and witnessing and celebrating our Catholic faith through our Catholic sacraments is how we remain strong as a Catholic community. It's how we pass on the faith. It's how we embrace living and witnessing our love for Jesus Christ. The sacraments are what make us Catholic. As you look now at the back page on the right side, you will see our charitable giving. Last year, your generosity enabled us to share more than $73,000 to help others. In addition, our Christmas giving tree, our Lenten food collection, our Mother's Day crib all helped people right here in Washtenaw County. Yes, we are a generous and giving and caring Catholic community. In the coming year, for launch in the spring, we will be updating and improving our parish website. Currently, if you go to the website, you can participate in Word on Fire, Engage. It's a new way to learn, study, and grow in your knowledge of our Catholic faith. And you can do it right at home. Our St. Joseph Statue Committee has worked hard with the designing, planning, and fundraising for our new statue of our parish patron. The work and donations from 158 households have made possible an original design statue of St. Joseph for our worship space. It is our hope he will be here for Christmas. A statue of the Blessed Mother will be the next project. Here are our new opportunities and challenges in the year 2020. First, we are currently working to replace the old cemetery crypt. The current roof is leaking and the concrete is disintegrating. It must be replaced. To make a new building possible, we are currently working through approvals with the city of Dexter, and we hope to begin construction in the spring. In your envelope packet each fall at this time is a cemetery and maintenance envelope. I'm asking today for extra gifts, not only for this project, but for the regular care of the cemetery. In the year 2020, the Diocese of Lansing, with guidance from the Catholic Leadership Institute, will be conducting a self-study to plan for the future of our diocese. We are one of only 4 dioceses across the country being part of this new study. They will look at the resources of the diocese and how they can be best aligned for the mission of spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. By Lent of 2020, we will be actively involved in this self-study and evaluation. Every household will be asked to participate in this evaluation and self-study here at St. Joseph. As we look towards the next decade, we are seeking the next generation of adult leadership. It is time for the adults and parents in the age bracket of 35 to 55, which encompasses 868 adults representing 430 households, to take new leadership roles. This includes roles on our parish leadership councils, our parish festival, our religious formation and youth ministry program, our sacrament preparation, our stairway vision of a united campus. Listen again to the mission, the message of our scripture readings for today. In the first reading from Sirach, we are reminded, the Lord is a God of justice. As a people of justice, we know we want a right relationship with God. We want to know God. We want to be with God. And we want to do God's will with our lives. The reading goes on to say, the one who serves God willingly will be heard, and his petitions will reach the heavens. These numbers remind us that we have service to do, bringing God's good news to others. Currently, we have 1,243 registered households, nearly 4,000 souls. 912 households made financial sacrifices last year. 618 households, nearly 50% of the parish, gave nearly $916,000, or 98% of our needed weekly income. For this, we are thankful. The festival had 495 volunteers from 224 households, or 19.5% of the parish. This needs our ownership, our time, and our talent. Our fall volunteer forms, which we just completed in the last weeks, came from only 291 households, or 23% of the parish. This also needs our investment, our increased investment. Together, we need to work harder at engaging ourselves and our Catholic family, friends, and neighbors in our faith community. In our second reading, St. Paul reminds us, I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. He reminds us how everyone deserted him, but the Lord stood by him and gave him strength. It is time for the next generation of our younger Catholics to step up to help lead our Catholic community, to help us continue to grow and to go as a living faith community. It is time to remember the Lord will give us strength to teach, to witness, to sacrifice, and to serve our parish, to spread our Catholic faith. In the Gospel, we hear Jesus tell us a wonderful parable of two men, a Pharisee and a tax collector. One was boastful, one was humble. One used his hands to pat himself on the back. One folded his hands in prayer and asked for forgiveness. As we fold our hands in prayer today, let us ask ourselves, are my hands truly keeping the faith? Are my hands willing to serve God in this Catholic community? Are my hands willing to make a difference? Let us remember, the strength of St. Joseph Paris is in the heads, the hands, and the hearts of each one of us sitting here. Let us remember, we, the members of St. Joseph Paris, will only be as vibrant as we decide we want to be. So let us pray. Let us pray that we may not only keep our Catholic faith, but live it and witness it in love, in sacrifice, and service. Amen.